USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began as a routine traffic stop yesterday, but it led to a mass shooting that left 5 people dead and 21 people wounded in Odessa, Texas. One of the wounded, a cop. Another of the wounded, this man, who was driving a truck that was pierced by bullets.
Just driving around, normal day, and then I get hear gunshots. There's at least 10 shots. Okay, I got one on my door, and one went through. Ricocheted right here through my wrist. Can't get it out yet, because it's a piece of metal.
It began when cops tried to pull the gunman over in a passenger vehicle, and he started opening fire and then hijacked a postal truck and kept shooting. He ended up killed by police in a parking lot of a movie theater. Now Cat 4 Hurricane Dorian expected to hit the Bahamas late today, then threaten the eastern Florida coast and east coastal sections of Georgia and the Carolinas later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Drop the sunscreen and step away from the grill. Dell's Labor Day sale is here with massive deals. Save up to $300 on some of the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. And don't miss out on an amazing selection of top brand electronics like iRobot Roomba vacuums, all with free shipping on everything. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Labor Day. Don't miss this summer savings finale. Call 800-BUY-DELL for huge Labor Day deals.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One person is dead in a hazardous materials incident at a hotel in San Jose, California. Firefighters were dispatched to the Fairmont Hotel at about 10 o'clock yesterday morning for reports of an attempted suicide using chemicals on the 19th floor of the hotel. At least 6 other people were transported to hospitals. 3 floors were evacuated as a precaution. An investigation into the exact circumstances of the incident is underway. A Mexican man in the country illegally, who was acquitted for the fatal shooting in 2015 of Kate Steinle in San Francisco, has had a state conviction for being a felon in possession of the gun involved reversed. The judge in California agreeing with lawyers for 46-year-old Jose Garcia Zarate that he did not get a fair trial. He claims he picked up the discarded gun and it went off accidentally killing Steinle. He remains in custody on federal charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm and of being here illegally. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Millions of Americans are traveling for Labor Day weekend, and that includes about 17.5 million people flying, which is up about 4% over last year. The good news for drivers, gasoline prices are cheaper on average nationwide than at this time last year. Many travelers will be returning from vacations and getting back to work this coming Tuesday. Traffic volume is expected to slowly increase over the next few weeks, though, because of kids going back to school on different schedules in different areas. The Democratic National Committee is announcing the dates for the fourth debate's date, I should say. It's going to be October 15th in Ohio, although a specific location has yet to be revealed. In 2016, President Trump won the Buckeye State, a traditional swing state. He won it by 8 points. Candidates must qualify by October 1st. Now, the DNC says if more than 10 candidates do qualify, they would host a second night on the 16th. The third and upcoming debate is already scheduled for September 12th in Houston, Texas. And parts of the northern U.S. being treated to a natural light show this Labor Day weekend. Forecasters say, weather permitting, the northern lights will be visible from the northern plains to New England. The best times for a clear view in the hours just before and after midnight. And remember to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.